Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. We have an open phones day. Our number is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We all know that SMC stands for Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars and satisfying more customers. With that comes the need for many great behind-the-scenes employees. While they already have many awesome technicians ready, willing, and able to serve you, they need more because their 107-year-old business has just generated so many people coming through the door, they need more help. They're looking for entry-level and experienced technicians to work in their quick lane, their car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body and frame and alignment, and towing departments. Whether you're an experienced technician, an entry-level technician looking for your first job, or someone looking for a career change, they'd love to hear from you. Stop by in person or apply online at sunburymotors.com or call Todd at 286-7746. That's Todd at 286-7746. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We do have some unfinished business from yesterday in the form of some emails that we got in. We started off the program yesterday talking about whether or not you should sign up for a income tax loan before you get your refund and whether or not those interest rates were too high. One of our emailers sent us this information. Each state has a different approach to usury laws and the maximum interest rate that lenders can charge. Usury laws may not always apply to maximum interest rates for different types of loans. For instance, if you're in South Carolina, the legal maximum rate of interest is set at 8.75%, but at 18% for credit card debt. However, usury law is not always so black and white. Many states defer to contract law instead of usury law. For example, in Hawaii, the usury law sets the interest maximum at 10%, but a written contract can override that maximum. How about that? Didn't know that. This is also the case in other states, including Arizona, Utah, and Texas. Another bit of fine print to check for is exemptions, since credit card lending may not be bound by usury laws. For example, in California, the maximum annual interest rate on consumer loans is 10%. However, the state law states that banks and similar institutions are exempt. This is also the case in Florida, Minnesota, and New Jersey, among others. And then there is Colorado, where a rate above 45% is deemed usurious for non-consumer loans. However, the rate for consumer loans is capped at 12% unless they are supervised loans, which includes credit card debt made by a supervised lender. I'm not certain exactly what a supervised lender is. These loans are capped at 36%. If you want to know what the usury law is in your state, the Conference of State Bank Supervisors offers that information. Just keep that in mind, okay, that it's likely to be different wherever you live. And one of our emailer says, "Hi, Joe. Climate change might not be the topic at the moment, but it's always relevant to point another example of the global warming fraud. The global warming experts have been telling us for years that snowfall will dwindle and eventually cease. Believers, some of whom call this show, say that they know anecdotally that snowfall today is less than it was while they were growing up, as if their little lifetime experience is an accurate measure of the Earth's climate variation against the hundreds of millions of years of the Earth's existence. Well, Europe right now is experiencing crippling snowfall, which obviously flies in the face of global climate alarmist predictions. So what do? The climate change mafia do? The purveyors of a climate emergency claim the heavy snowfall that's affecting Europe is caused by climate change. If it doesn't snow, it's climate change. If it snows a lot, it's climate change. They have got to have it both ways. But it's science, don't you know? The whole thing sounds like a snow job to me." And then our friend Tom, who is usually a fairly staunch critic of anything conservative on this program, says this: "Well, the lies continue from your confused, uninformed, and misinformed callers. Doubling down on the lies is your hostess with the mostest, Sleepy Joe McGranahan. Doing a very simple Google search will show you, will find out the production of oil is up over the Trump-Pence administration and is expected to be a 12.9% increase by year's end. The economy is doing fine, also with record spending for the holidays. Wages are up, inflation is low, the GDP is up, and the deficit has been reduced by $321 billion and is headed for a $1.7 trillion reduction. On the Mark, economics from the MAGA hillbillies just doesn't cut the mustard with real people and real facts. Do some research and don't rely on the likes of Fox, Newsmax, and right-wing radio." Okay, our hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Last week we had Thane Rosenbaum from CBS News on. And many of our liberal friends were very upset that Thane, who is a Democrat and who voted for Joe Biden, had some very harsh things to say about the cases against President Donald Trump. We had an opportunity to get from Fox News, and we have a phone call coming in, so we won't get to it right away. But Jonathan Turley, who is a college professor, law professor, had some very interesting comments on that. We'll take the phone call first. We'll get to those as soon as we can. Anyway, the number is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. Stanley, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Did I hear you quote Tom's email correctly that the deficit is down?
Let me see what he says here. He says, wages are up, inflation is slow, the GDP is up, and the deficit has been reduced by $321 billion and is headed for a $1.7 trillion reduction. I know, he's living in fantasy land, isn't he?
What's he smoking?
Well, that's what happens when you have Trump derangement syndrome.
Well, that, and he watches mainstream media, and he listens to Google. So, yeah, when they're running trillion-dollar deficits every budget, yeah, it's really reduced. Come on, Tom, wake up.
Well, I haven't seen any $1.7 trillion reduction that we're headed for. Unless
no,
he's talking.
Not when, how can you be headed for any reduction when every budget they put out's got a, you know, almost a trillion or plus dollar not debt, or, you know, they're over budget. Debt.
Well,
I guess it is.
And plus the fact he wants to give away more money to the Ukraine and to Israel to help them too. That's got to come from somewhere, right?
Well, yeah, the printing press.
Well, that's a bad place for it to come from.
Well, that's the only place it can come from. And, or we borrow it. Borrow it from whom? Who are we borrowing this money from? Our grandkids, our great-grandkids, our great-great-grandkids. That's who we're borrowing it from.
Well, I'm sure.
But I guess Tom's
sure
living
asked,
in this smoke world.
If you ask Tom, I'm sure he would tell you that the whole fault here is President Trump's tax cut that went only to the rich, only benefited the rich people, and that's why we're just in such a sad state today. But Joe Biden's doing everything he can to correct it.
That's right. The tax cut took the money from the poor and gave it to the rich. Huh. I still haven't figured out how that happens, considering that the government, it isn't the government's money to start with. But they think it is. That's the problem. The left thinks all money belongs to the government, and they will divvy it up as they see fit. That's their thinking. So when there's a tax cut that, ooh, goes to the rich or corporations and everybody else, because everybody else that paid taxes had some reduction in it, that, you know, that money's coming from the poor, because the government can't spend that money on the poor, so we're taking it out of the mouths of babes, right? Is that how we're supposed to think about it?
Well, I don't like thinking about it that way, do you?
I don't, because it's a farce, but that's the way the left thinks about it. Well, all money belongs to the government.
Okay, but that, you know, it really doesn't.
I understand that. That's the way they think. All money belongs to the government, which is a lie, because the government produces nothing except more debt, because they're giving money to people that don't deserve it, and our enemies. That's the one that really frosts my butt, is we give money to our enemies in the form of foreign aid.
What enemies are you talking about in particular, if I may ask?
Well, let's see. We give foreign aid money to China. We give it to, well, Iraq and Iran and in the Middle East. We give it to a lot. And if you really dug deep, Russia may even get some. So, you know, it's on the government website, USAID.gov. You look it up, you know, it lays it out where we give money to. You know, and some of the countries we have given pretty recently to China. I won't say we did this year, last year. I don't know for sure because I haven't looked. But I know in the near past, we have given foreign aid to the CHICOMs. Do you really think the CHICOMs need our foreign aid?
No, not really. I think maybe they should be sending us money. It's terrible
well,
to say, but they should be.
What other country, I've seen this, what other country in the world taxes their citizens to send money to other countries? To the U.S., I should say, to the U.S. What other country in the world?
Well, I'm not familiar with any. I'm not familiar with any time that we've gotten foreign aid from other countries, despite
exactly.
the fact that we've had disasters here in this country that certainly would merit somebody helping us out.
Exactly. But yet we continue to do it to our detriment. And I believe that's by design from the left because, you know, America is an evil place. That's what they're teaching these people. You know, the kids that go through college, all you got to do is look at the recent hearing in Capitol Hill with the presidents of University of Penn, MIT, and Harvard. They could not denounce calling for Infitada and, you know, the Jews.
Well,
they couldn't denounce it.
Going back to your original point, I always liked what Calvin Coolidge said. Man, a few words, but most of them were quite reasonable. He said, nothing is easier than spending the public money. It does not appear to belong to anybody. The temptation is overwhelming to bestow it upon somebody. And he was
exactly.
right. Yeah, well, you know,
exactly.
It's just a big pile of public money. Let's give it away. Let's spend it for this, spend it for that. I mean, I'm going back. I get tired of saying it over the years, but, I mean, we don't really have national priorities. We haven't decided what things we really should fund and what things we shouldn't fund and where it doesn't make sense. I mean, I always remember, I forget who it was, but there used to be a senator, maybe, I mean, I can't think of the guy's name anymore, but he had an annual boondoggle award for ridiculous things the government spent money on. And I always remembered shrimp on a treadmill, you know.
Yeah, well, I know Rand Paul comes out with something like that every year. I don't know if that's who you're talking or somebody
else.
No,
it's not Rand Paul. Somebody who passed away. I can't think of his name. It's on the tip of my tongue. Later on, I'll think about it and call you at 3 o'clock this morning and tell you who it was.
But yeah, Rand Paul does that because that's all we do is waste money. The government does is waste money. They waste money.
Well, in this case, I think while Tom wants to call us MAGA hillbillies for our economics, I think he's delusional, really. I mean,
delusional? He's smoking something. I think it's probably smoking something that you're not legally allowed to smoke. That's just what it seems.
I mean, he's got a point, though, in one area that the economic... I mean, for example, Corinne Jean-Pierre got caught the other day talking about the job creation, wonderful job creation numbers. Everybody knows that these are not jobs that were created by Joe Biden. They are jobs that are coming back in the economy after COVID. He didn't create them. They were there all along. They just went away during COVID. Now they're coming back. And, of course, Joe Biden wants to jump on the center stage and take a bow for them. And I didn't get to it today, but there was an excellent report. I don't know whether you watch Face the Nation on CBS, but they had a wonderful report at the start of their program, and I wanted to air it at some point this week, talking about the number one problem in America, which is the economy. And they outline in graphic detail, and CBS is no right-wing media outlet. They talk about what's really wrong with this country and the fact that the Biden administration is not capable to handle it.
No, they just, you know, green energy. Everything's got to be green.
Yep.
And, well, the green energy boondoggle is going to kill this country. All right? When they come out and say that everything has to be electric, you know, all the vehicles have to be EV. In Michigan, they just did it. New York State, I think, has done it. California's done it by a certain time, 20, 30, 35, somewhere in there. And I think Biden would like to do it if he could get away with it.
Well, so, who wouldn't like to do it if they could get away with it? I mean, that's the key to the thing.
Well,
you've got to
exactly,
be able to get away with it first.
And anybody that really thinks about it knows it's impossible.
Okay.
We do not have the technology or the infrastructure to support such a thing. But I think that's the goal. Make it so people can't have free movement around this country because they can't drive the vehicles they want to. That's their goal. Keep people penned up. So y'all have a great day.
You too, Stan.
And remember, Tom needs to smoke something a little bit more legal.
Okay.
It'll be okay.
Thank you, sir. 570-743-9565. I mentioned that report from CBS's Face the Nation. I got it queued up here. It's worth taking a listen to. It's from this Sunday's Face the Nation.
We turn now to what Americans are seeing as the biggest problems facing the country as we head into a consequential election year. Our new CBS News poll says the most important challenge facing the country is inflation, with 7 in 10 Americans disapproving of President Biden's handling of it. Next, immigration at the border. And that issue is keeping a foreign aid package with badly needed support for Ukraine and aid to Israel tied up in Congress. The state of democracy is the third biggest problem in the eyes of Americans, and rounding out the top four, gun violence, another problem for which there seems to be little solution or political appetite for legislation that might help fix it. The executive director of our Elections and Surveys Unit, Anthony Salvanto, is here. So, Anthony, Americans say inflation is the top problem, but it's at the lowest level in 2 years. Why is there a disconnect between data and perception?
I think it starts with this larger sense of lost opportunity beyond the immediate, where more people say that they feel worse off than their parents were at their age than better. And that runs counter to what we typically think of as the American dream, right? And it's especially true for millennials, for Gen Xers, for people in that age range where they're in the prime of their working and earning years. And look, for context, this is new. This inflationary period is new for the bulk of them. You have to go back 40 years to find a period in the U.S. where people face these kinds of inflationary pressures at this kind of a rate. So we ask people, okay, put this in context. The U.S. has been through ups and downs before. What's been the most difficult? And the most immediate is right now, is coming out of the pandemic and the economic impact of that, and then this post-pandemic inflationary period. Yes, there's some recency to that, but it just underlines the point of how much people process the economy right now by comparing their lives pre and post-pandemic. And it's that framing that I think is essential to understanding how they process all of this.
But the White House would argue inflation is headed in the right direction. It is going lower, and they look at that strong jobs number, just like we saw on Friday. So what is it that people need to experience on a personal level?
Yeah, so I ask people directly, what do you take into account when you evaluate these things? And the personal outweighs what we call the macro numbers, the large numbers. Don't discount them, but it's personal experience of the people you know and your friends, even the businesses around your local community. So that's number one. Number two is, look, the rate is slowing, but prices are still high. And so when you ask people, okay, the jobs market is strong, yes, they acknowledge that, but their income isn't keeping up with inflation. And that's that immediate pocketbook impact where you see such big numbers say that.
Because prices are still not back at those pre-pandemic levels.
Right. And when you look at what can be done from there, people say, okay, well, number one, there's no appetite for more rate hikes. And that's important. That's affecting especially a lot of young people as well. There's a large sense that they think the president can control inflation. And look, objectively, that may or may not be the case, but it kind of comes with the job, right? They're not certain. In fact, many aren't sure what exactly the White House has done about all of this. And so his handling of inflation in particular remains low.
That's Anthony Salvanto, who is CBS's go-to guy on polls and the way people are thinking in the country. And he points out, quite frankly, that Biden is just causing a lot of concern among people. Cindy, you're on the mark this morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
First, I wanted to say happy Hanukkah to those people in our community who are celebrating Hanukkah. Secondly, I want to say that I believe that the people of Israel have every right to defend themselves against an unprovoked, vicious attack that boggles the mind to the kinds of viciousness that's gone on. stealing children from their parents, murdering children, breathtakingly ugly. And I find it kind of perverse that in, you know, statistics, data out of Iraq and Afghanistan claim that 600,000 civilians were killed as a part of that war that we engaged in for 20 years. So where do we don the cloak of high holiness to be telling Israel how many people can die as a consequence of them defending themselves? I'm not saying it's good that these people die. I think it's unfortunate. I think the answer is Hamas should release the rest of the hostages and put a halt to it. They refuse to do that. I'm sure that some of these people, the civilians, know where they're being held. Why aren't they forcing this issue of releasing these people? Because it's raining hellfire and damnation down on them. I don't understand that. I also don't understand and I'm shocked by the level of anti-Semitism and indifference that I see in this country about what happened. I'm stunned. I would never have guessed that so many Americans have such an indifference to the plight of the people of Israel.
Is it Americans or is it people who are living in this country who are of Palestinian descent who are upset, obviously, because many of their people are being killed? And I think my problem with them is balance. I mean, they want to talk about how horrible it is that their people are being killed, but they seldom condemn in unequivocal terms what Hamas did to the Israelis.
Well, look out your... I did this the day after the original attack occurred. Look out your kitchen window and imagine armed attackers coming at you for no reason at all. And you're, while you retreat into a shelter room, they persist until they capture you, drag you into another country, brutalize women and children in the process. I'm at a loss. I don't know how you defend that kind of behavior. I'm at a loss. We punished Americans who stood an opponent half naked in a hallway and had dogs barking at him, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not saying that was appropriate, but that hardly compares with what happened when Hamas attacked the Jewish settlements and that that party that was going on.
No, I agree.
So, on the other hand, I believe that the government's ask for funding for Ukraine is excessive in the extreme. $60 billion is just way too much. Way too much, especially when we don't have $60 billion. Like, whose pockets do they plan to pillage to find this money?
My grandchildren's.
In the meantime, you know, the president has allowed 2 million people across the southern border, not all Hispanic. There are people from all kinds of countries. They were interviewing this man. He came from Africa, flew across, got into Colombia, and walked. These are people from all over the world who are walking right in the back door of America and expecting us. Then they're unhappy because we're not leaping into supporting them. And where does he plan to get this money? In the meantime, we allow 2 million people legal immigration into this country every year. And those people, 60% of them become a public burden. That's documented by the Census Bureau. So exactly where is all that money going to come from to support these people? Or are we just going to let them live in the streets and
make them
the problems of the big cities?
We're doing that. I mean, look, even at Harrisburg, they're having large discussions about the homeless population there, that city's trying to move them from one place to the other, and people are protesting, let them, you know, you should be giving them more facilities, put in porta-potties and things like that for them.
Why? Why is that our responsibility?
Well, it doesn't sound like a solution. It sounds like a stopgap measure to try and keep some of the more unhealthy aspects of their encampments down. But they're not solving the problem, you know, and some of these people don't want to be helped.
I think that what the president needs to do, step one, if a patient is bleeding, you know what the first thing we do is, Joe?
Stop it.
We stop the bleeding.
Yep.
We don't hang an IV. We don't offer them encouragement. We stop the bleeding. And that's what the president is and his administration is failing to do, grossly failing to do, and in doing so, failing every American, and especially children, who will be in public schools where they're expected, these people want to be taught in their native language. How exactly, if you do that, do they ever become assimilated into our society? Do they just want to become, you know, like the state of Utah? I'll just pick one randomly. It becomes 100% Spanish. Is that their plan? Is that what they think would be fair? I think that's ridiculous. First of all, there's lots of people who live there who don't speak Spanish. There's a whole religious sect who lives there and has lived there peacefully, as far as I know, for centuries. Why should they be displaced by this behavior?
Well, I always remember what somebody said, and I don't remember who said it, but maybe a couple of people, but, you know, these people come from there to here because they think they're going to have a better life, then they get here, and they want to change here into there. And if there
well,
was
what
good,
I think they want
there.
Is they want here to support them. That's what I think. And that's just ridiculous.
Yep.
That's just ridiculous. And I think you're trying to remember Senator Proxmire and the Golden Fleece War.
Ah, you are right. That's Senator Proxmire. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
I won't have to call somebody in the middle of the night now and tell them. Bob, hang on 1 minute. We have to take a quick break to stay on schedule. We will be right back. 570-743-9565. We have one caller, Bob, hanging on, and three lines are open, so give us a call.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, folks. I'm Art Thomas, and today I want to tell you about MechTech Incorporated Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors. We've been providing our services to municipalities, businesses, developers, and residents throughout the greater Susquehanna Valley for more than 50 years. Quoting our Chamber of Commerce, we do things every day that many people think just happen. Developing residential subdivisions to create a lot for you to build a home on, completing boundary survey retracements to make sure your new fence isn't built over the property line, providing safe driveway access, parking lot design, stormwater management, and utility connections for a new business, and construction oversight of annual municipal paving projects are just some of the professional services we provide at MechTech. If you think that was a mouthful of information, be sure to visit our website and check out our Facebook page to see more about all the services we provide. You'll love our MechTech Minute informational video blogs. Once you've seen all we have to offer, you'll want to get to know us. Give us a call today, and we'll be glad to help you get your project done.
Okay, welcome on back to On the Mark. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Bob, thank you for hanging on from Pax Sinus. Good morning. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. I just want to say, you can't blame the president for the problems in our world. He can't solve every problem there is. I mean, inflation is just what it is. We live in where we live at.
But
it's
don't
demand.
Don't you think he's got some obligation to try and, for example, close the border, because that's costing us billions and billions of dollars? It's putting a strain on the economy. It's putting a strain on other states and municipalities. Don't you think he should be doing something about that as a minimum?
What about the other countries? They just let them run in free. Why not? How do you know they're not coming in here to go to Canada?
Well, because they're not. They're applying for asylum here. They're being given court dates. They're being dispersed on buses to different parts of the country. We're not sending them out.
Now, you ever been to New York City? There are people living on the streets, homeless people living on the streets.
Right. I'm not going to argue that with you. So what about them?
I mean, people need to live. They need a right to live, and they need to make money. However they make it, they make it.
Okay, but that doesn't cover the fact that we're talking about maybe up to a million people or more than a million people streaming across our border illegally and putting a burden on the country. I'm just saying, Joe Biden, if he can't control anything, he could have controlled that.
How would you like to go and live in those countries? Or anyone want to go live in those countries where they raped you and they did whatever they did to you and you lived in poverty?
That doesn't mean you get to walk in the door of somebody else's house uninvited because you're having a rough time.
Well, I understand that they need to somehow invite them peacefully, but I don't understand the border wall thing. I mean, I understand we should have a border wall, but everybody has a reason to live, and everybody has a right to live, and for us to discriminate people for their whatever religion or ethnic, I don't know how to explain it, but their birthright, that is not right. I mean, America is open for everybody. As far as I understand, America was for everybody.
But it's not. I mean, we have a legal way to get in this country, Bob, a legal way. And then we have an illegal way. And President Biden is allowing people to come in illegally. If we want to have more people come to this country, all we have to do is make it easier for them to immigrate here legally. We don't have to let the borders open so that they can just roam in through the front door. And we don't know who these people are. They're not just from South America. Some of them are from China. Some of them are from other places and probably wish us ill.
I'm sorry, but I'm 57 years old, and I think that's been happening ever since I was alive, that they just came in illegally, unless I don't know anything.
Well, what president was nicknamed the Deporter-in-Chief? Do you remember who that was?
I do not.
Barack Obama. He sent more people out of this country, sent them packing back to where they came from, than a lot of other presidents have done. And he did it because they came here illegally. And why should you as a taxpayer foot the bill for somebody coming into this country illegally because they're not happy with the quality of life they had somewhere else? Why is that your responsibility?
I really don't care where my tax dollars go.
Well, I do. I care where mine go.
I don't. I really don't care. I just care if I get my money back when I file my tax returns.
But
I don't care.
What if
I really don't care, and people shouldn't care.
But, Bob, what if you didn't get that money back when you filed your tax return? The government said, I'm sorry, we're letting in a lot of people illegally, and they need food and they need housing, and so we're just not going to send you your tax refund. How would you like that?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't get a tax refund. I always have to pay in.
Oh,
but
okay.
I don't mind paying in to help another person.
Okay, well, what if other people do?
Well, then that's their problem. They can fix it. They don't have to choose to do it.
Well, if the government doesn't give us a choice.
We all have to work together. It's one world under God. It needs to be one world under God. We have to all save everyone. We can't just, like, throw people under the bus. It's time to grow up and just accept everyone.
Well, you're saying we can't throw people under the bus, but what responsibility do those people have for their own welfare? Why should
they? Well, if they're willing to work and able to work, then they get a job.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we're giving them cell phones, we're giving them overnight accommodations, we're putting them up in luxury hotels.
Oh,
well, it's true. It's true.
Well, I'd like to have a free cell phone.
So would I. I have to pay for mine. You know, then President Biden wants to give people their
call. Everybody complains about everything, and it's time to accept the world as it is. The world is... Everybody has a reason to live. Everybody has a right to live. And it's time to get over it. I mean, I don't care where your tax dollars go. You want to complain about your tax dollars? Well, who cares? You're not going to see it.
All right, but let's take...
Where your tax dollars go? Only in your tax returns.
Let's take President Biden... Let's
go.
Take President Biden again and his desire to forgive the college student loans of people who got an education.
Yes, and we need to do that, Joe.
Why? They got an education.
The student has a right to education.
All
we go through school for 12 years for free, right?
Not for free. I don't know what school district you live in, Bob, but I pay school taxes. No one goes to school for free.
Well, I went to school for free. I got free food, too. I actually had free lunches.
Did your parents pay taxes?
Because we were very poor.
Did your parents pay taxes?
Pay taxes? Yeah. Well, yeah, they owned a house.
Okay, well, then they paid for your education. They paid school taxes.
That's the thing. If you're a renter, you don't pay anything.
Oh, yes, you do. Believe me, every landlord figures in the cost of
taxes.
The
landlord does, but not the renter.
But the renter pays what the landlord charges, and the landlord figures that in there.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Okay.
The renter does not pay the taxes that the property owner pays, because I pay $3,000 a year for my property taxes, and I don't think a renter's paying $3,000 for taxes to live in their house.
Well, let me ask you this question then. Who is paying it? And why would they pay it? And if I'm a landlord and I own a building and I'm trying to make a profit on renting it, why wouldn't I figure all of my costs into the rent I charge? And those would include taxes.
The owner's paying it.
But he's figuring that in when he charges the rent, makes up the rent.
And it's tax deductible.
Okay. Well, we're going to go round and round on this one. Hey, Bob, I thank you for your comments. Give you the last word, sir.
Thank you, Joe. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We'll give you the last word. Thank you. 570-743-9565. We have a call coming in. Let's see. Two other hotlines are open. Give us a call at 570-743-9565. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
Sunbury Motors is going to make December 2023 a December to remember. Every Ford, Kia, and Hyundai will be discounted to levels you haven't seen since before COVID. Sunbury Motors Ford. Discounting 2023 Ford Escapes up to $5,000 plus 3.9% APR financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. There are 30 available to choose from. Also, save $9,000 off F-150s and 2.9% APR for 72 months. Sunbury Motors Kia has brand new Kia Fortes starting at $20,785. 7 in stock and ready to move. If you're looking for a multi-purpose vehicle, Sunbury Motors Kia has 7 8-passenger Kia Carnivals starting at under $37,000. All Kias come with a 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the financing everyone's looking for. Buy a 2023 Hyundai Santa Fe or a 2024 Hyundai Tucson and get 0% APR financing for 60 months. Sunbury Motors is going to make this December a December to remember. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Golden Strip, Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, 570-743-9565. One of our emailers says, you just played a clip from Face of the Nation. The host made a comment of prices going back to pre-pandemic levels. Newsflash to this host and all the listeners, prices are not, I repeat, are not coming back to pre-pandemic levels. We are suffering from inflation. The national news media and their guests are either ignorant or plain liars. Prices are not coming back down. This is not possible when suffering from inflation. What we're suffering from was heavily discussed from all the post-2008 crash spending. Our spending is now on steroids in comparison, and all of us are now paying the price for massive spending bills. Chris, you are on the mark, sir. Good morning.
Yeah, first of all, you should remember there is a difference between the deficit and the debt.
Right.
And what you and Stan were talking about, the deficit, Tom's post was about the debt. Tom's post was about the deficit.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm looking to see if that was true or not. I haven't called it. I'll call it back up here. All right. Well, go ahead.
And also, Biden has solved a lot of problems since he's been in office, and he's been faced with a lot of problems. Also, our countries that are somewhat like Western countries all have higher inflation rates than we do. The inflation rate is down to 3.1 and seems to be dropping more. And 2% is usually about what they want it to be, or 2.5, actually. And all these problems that came up, the supply line thing, that was a worldwide problem. And that got solved pretty quickly. But it was responsible for several months of high inflation of up to 10%. But there really wasn't much to be done about it, coming back from a world economy that shut down, and considering, you know, how the supply lines are very tenuous. That is to say, they depend on all sorts of things working together, and a little disruption can cause a big effect. And the way we came back from COVID caused that.
Well, then how do you account for the fact, Chris, how do you account for the fact that so many Democrats even don't believe Joe Biden is up to this job?
I believe that because you feel inflation in a way that takes a long time to go away. And it's got to go away for probably 6 months or more before you're going to really feel the effects of it going away. That's just the way the world works. And like you said, it's feelings, it's not facts. If you look at the do you remember when for 6 months, even more, maybe 9 months, probably from its first year and a half on, the Republicans and the Fox News people were all predicting we were going to be in a depression. It's a depression. Oh, depression is coming. The depression's right around the corner. The whole economy is going to collapse. This is terrible. And now all the numbers are good. And most forecasters, like 70-80% of forecasters, are saying the economy is now in good shape.
Yeah,
but
well,
that doesn't mean you forgot what happened in the last 6 months before that.
But even networks like CBS are reporting that people are just very concerned about inflation.
No, cut that right there.
What?
It's not even people like CBS. It's people. And it's their opinion and how they feel things. But that doesn't mean it's accurate.
What about all the economists?
What
about all the economists who say that you know, this is, but we're bumping along the bottom?
I haven't heard one say that.
Well,
I'm
paraphrasing.
Now you're making things up.
I'm paraphrasing. I mean, they're saying that we have
problems.
Yeah,
you're paraphrasing in a negative way by a thousand. I just said, they just said.
All right. But
look at what the people say. The economy's pretty solid now.
The administration's outright lying about certain things.
And 10 months ago, 6 months ago, and the year before that, all the Republicans were saying, oh, it's a depression, it's a depression, we're going to have a depression, it's right around the corner. All your people on your Money Mondays or whatever they were saying that too.
All right, but the administration...
For a long time. And they don't say it now, do they?
The administration is outright lying about certain things. Take, for example, their claim that these are jobs that are being created by Joe Biden. They're just jobs that are coming back that went away during the...
Not all of them.
The overwhelming majority of them are.
Yes, but they're coming back, and they're coming back,
but he's taking credit. He's taking credit for it. He doesn't deserve credit for that. It's just the economy.
Oh, and he didn't deserve a lot of the blame for it either, but that's not the way the problem works.
Well, blame for what? That the jobs went away during the pandemic? He wasn't even the president at the start of the pandemic. Can't be his fault.
Right, but they were all messed up by the time he took office.
Okay,
they were losing jobs then. Yes, they were, weren't they?
And then he made things worse by closing the country down and mask mandates and buying into all this bad draconian economic stuff that he put in place.
I don't think that's true either.
You're saying he's blameless. He's not blameless. Trump wasn't blameless.
I'm not saying I'm saying what I said, not what you're making up that I said.
Well, what part of the blame does Joe Biden have for letting people stream across the border, trying to spend billions of dollars to make someone's college debt go away?
Well, you're not up to date on that very well either. But first of all, the laws are the laws. He did have a plan he put through. He proposed at the beginning of his administration that the Republicans ignored.
And what would that have solved?
Because it wasn't enacted.
He wasn't talking about aggressively closing the border. He could have done that by executive order any day in his administration, and yet he chose not to.
Yes, but he has backtracked on that. He has a lot of the same things Trump had reinstated from about a year ago.
So then he admits he made a mistake, right?
Well, you could blame him for that if you want, yes, but he's also trying to be humane and take care of the problem.
How is the problem being taken
care of? And what does the Republican Congress pass to get the border fixed?
Well, nothing, because it wouldn't go anywhere in the Senate, and you know that as well as I do. It would be an exercise in futility.
Well, the thing is, people have got to compromise.
Well, who's willing to do that? Where are the compromisers?
I think the Democrats would be glad to compromise.
Oh, no, they wouldn't. They could have compromised. They could have compromised the last time when the debt was on the table, when the raising the debt ceiling was on the table. But they didn't compromise. They were ready to let the Republicans shut it down. You know, we need to work together in this country.
They ended up not shutting it down, right?
Hey, Chris, I'm sorry. I got to take a break. It's always fun talking to you, but I run a little too long here. Thank you, Chris. All right, we have a call pending, wanting 1 minute, but we have to take our final break of the day. Give us a call at 570-743-9565.
This is Kyle.
And Haley.
December is a great month to celebrate the holidays at Penn's Tavern.
Every Tuesday is Tapas Tuesday. Choose three items from our tapas menu, plus one side, all for $19.95. Or just choose something from our regular menu.
Need something to warm you up? Try our new mulled wine. Wednesday and Thursday, we also offer our authentic German dishes, such as Wiener Schnitzel, Jäger Schnitzel, Sauerbraten, fresh bratwurst, and chicken Wilhelm, along with our regular menu.
With Christmas right around the corner, now is a good time to start thinking about gifts.
Penn's Tavern gift certificates make the perfect present for that special someone you care most about.
We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Haley, can I go to Penn's Tavern and have a casual night with my friends and family?
Of course you can, Kyle.
And can I also go to Penn's Tavern and have an authentic historical dining experience in one of Sunbury's oldest buildings?
Oh, for sure you can.
Well, sounds like I'll be going to Penn's Tavern then, located on Route 147 between Sunbury and Herndon on the beautiful Susquehanna River.
Merry Christmas from Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147.
Mark your calendars for a holiday extravaganza you won't want to miss. From December 15th to the 17th, the Susquehanna Valley Mall will be transformed into a marketplace of unique handcrafted treasures at the Holiday Craft and Vendor Show. Find that perfect one-of-a-kind gift for the hard-to-shop-for people. From intricate woodwork to sparkling jewelry, stylish handbags, and aroma candles, there's something for everyone. So skip the hustle and bustle and experience the Craft and Vendor Show at the Susquehanna Valley Mall this holiday season from December 15th to the 17th.
So it's officially the holiday season, and if your furniture is not festive enough for holiday gatherings, you need to visit Plaza House Furniture. Upgrade from their hundreds of dining room sets, dinettes, motion and stationary living rooms, sofa sleepers, futons, and mattresses for overnight guests. They have thousands of gift ideas too, like recliners, power lift chairs, curios, and TV stands, and all are in stock and ready for delivery or pickup. Remember, they also have no charge layaway. So spruce up that space with Plaza House Furniture in Seagulls Grove and Bloomsburg, and plazahouse.com.
Columbia and Montour counties have 25 historic covered bridges. This is the third most in the entire country. Take a day trip to explore with family and friends and enjoy the rural and picturesque countryside while reconnecting with a piece of history when you visit each of these authentic wooden covered bridges. No two bridges are alike, and each one has its own story to tell. Visit iTourColumbiaMontour.com to learn more and plan your adventure today.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. We have one call on the line, one coming in. Bob, you want 1 minute? We'll give you 60 seconds. Go ahead. But first, one of our emailers says, Bob is the epitome of the problem with big government. He doesn't care where his taxes go. I bet he's fine with government spying, too, because he has nothing to hide. So there.
Yeah, I don't really care where my money goes. Okay. I don't see it. I don't really care. But I was calling because, you know, Donald Trump didn't show up for his court hearing the other day.
He didn't have to.
Well, he always does that for money. That's the only reason he shows up.
Okay. All right. Is that all you wanted?
No, I just wanted to call and say, you know, people need to understand that there are problems in the world, no matter where it is. And if we don't help Ukraine fight Russia, it's going to come to our borders.
Okay.
And it's going to happen in our country.
All right. There's your 60 seconds, sir. We got another call we have to take. Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Joe. Hey, did you mention something about Jonathan Turley being on?
I have a cut from Jonathan Turley. He was explaining the legal aspects of what's going on with Donald Trump and with Hunter Biden. I didn't get to it because we had a lot of phone calls, but I'll get to it tomorrow.
Okay, and were you thinking of Tom Colburn? I know Cindy said someone else.
No, she was right. I was thinking of the person that she said.
Well, I was thinking of Colburn, but I did want to say something since I listened last, Thane Rosenblum, I thought was a good guest on. But one thing that he did say that I recall, and everyone else should too, that in appeal, all these cases, if Trump's convicted, it would be overturned. He made a simple statement of that he, in an overlook of all the cases, all the flaws that are in them, when it goes to another court, not handpicked by prosecutors, that they're going to be overturned, even if it's at the appellate level, which I'm trying to keep an eye on that, what they're doing at the moment, trying to appeal from the D.C. case. But I do believe, as Thane said, that I don't see how any of these can stand up to appeal.
No, I'm inclined to agree with him and with you. I don't see how they can stand up on appeal either. But
right, they're going to get their way with a handpick, just like the way that New York set up the rape trial with Eddie Jean Carroll. That was a setup. If anyone ever set up the United States legal system to get somebody by giving that open window for 1 year, did you see where they caught the mayor up in that too? Someone from his past, like in the 90s, accused him of that on the last day, because it was only open for 1 year, that appeal as an adult if something happened to you years ago.
What happened to that? What happened to that one with the mayor? I didn't hear the
outcome. Well, she's bringing a case. There's not a lot of publicity about it, but he seems to be on, I'm not sure if he's exactly a standout Democrat, but he seems to be on the blacklist for Biden.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Joe. Call back tomorrow early, and we'll give you more time. Hey, we have a whole pile of texts we didn't get to and a couple of emails. They will be the first order of business tomorrow. Thank you so much for being with us today on the Mark, brought to you, as always, by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK Sunbury.